Unfortunately, the birds have a very hard time. There's no hospital that they can go to. It's just find somewhere to shelter, and if the injury is bad, basically they're going to die in pain on their own, and that's something that no one would wish on any animal.
You posted it to social media. You shown the corpse effectively and the entry and exit wound of this air gun. What you are led to believe it to have been, but is it testament to how sort of fragile these birds are, or how powerful these air guns are? The fact that there was this wound inflicted upon the bird.
We sometimes get little patterns of injuries. A year or two back, there was a lot around the Onchan area. We think it's more than likely a youngster with a pellet gun that's, you know, decided to sort of go out and shoot at birds without really thinking through the consequences of it. Because we didn't recover the pellet, we can't be certain. It could have been, you know, a stray pellet from a shotgun, or it could have been an air gun. It was powerful enough to go right through the bird. If you're close by a bird and you shoot it with any sort of gun, the metal will just go straight through them.
So your potential inference there is that this was done out of sport, perhaps, and done for a laugh. It wasn't done by a serious gun owner.
One would hope a serious gun owner would know what birds they can shoot and what they can't. All wild birds are protected by the Wildlife Act of 1990. There's a few exemptions for game birds that can be hunted in season. But basically, if you see a wild bird, it's protected. So I'm assuming that the serious gun owner would know this. That's not to say there isn't a rogue person out there, you know, they know that they can't just go around blasting away at any bird they see.
And obviously on social media, the reaction has been unprecedented, really, in that it's jumped to the defence of the work you do, and of course has called into question the mindset of the person that perhaps is culpable of this. What would you say to that person who's committed this crime, obviously punishable up to something like a £10,000 penalty?
That's right. It's taken very seriously, as you say, with the up to £10,000 fine. And it is because you're inflicting pain on an animal. That bird might have died instantly, or it, as we suspect, because it was reported as being in the same position for several hours, it was there, it was in pain, it couldn't fly, it couldn't do anything other than just slowly die.
And so what would you say to the person that is potentially responsible?
I'm not going to call out the person or, you know, call them names or whatever. But all you can say is you must just stop and think of the consequences of your action. It's going to cause death. Or if it doesn't cause death, it's going to cause pain and suffering. So why would you do it? If you want to show how good you are with a gun, go and get yourself a target and shoot at it. Don't do it with our wildlife.